Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of being in your service, in your presence, and in your leading, Father God, so as to acknowledge you in all our ways, and then you can make our path straight. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 8, verse 4 to 7. They urgently begged us for the privilege of sharing in this service for the saints. They even exceeded our expectations because they gave themselves to the Lord first and then to us, consistent with God's will. As a result, we challenged Titus to finish this work of grace with you the way he had started it. Be the best in this work of grace in the same way that you are the best in everything, such as faith, speech, knowledge, total commitment, and the love we inspired in you.
Hallelujah. I'm just thinking about this, all this works of grace. And a big important one is total commitment. And this is beautiful. This comes out here from the church, the example of the church in Macedonia. And it's the key. We spoke about it yesterday, putting the Lord first. And here again, it's clarified and it's encouraged. He says they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us. And then it says this is consistent to the will of God. So it's so beautiful when you've got a leadership like this that knows and encourages each one to hear from God themselves. Because here you see when they heard from God themselves, they knew this is God's will, and also very important, this is God's will for them as well. Because God's will can be many things, but you want to know that you are in tune with God and you're developing on schedule according to His love plan for you. So a true leader will respect if you say, and you've spoken to God and you said sorry, and you come back and you say, listen, sorry, but I perceive this is good, but I know the Lord is saying that I need to do this and that. Because that's what it's all about. There's so much false things come about in the churches because you've got sheep that are just sheep to the local pastor, preacher, teaching, and not staying, being precious sheep of the Lord, led by the Lord, because it's so important, guys. And we can see this in Ephesians chapter 4, where we see Jesus has been raised up now. And remember other scriptures that we've been raised up together with him. And he's been raised up to fill all things. And then he's given us a fivefold ministry. But the most important is the apostles. Starts with the apostles. Now, there are many now that call themselves apostles. But guys, first of all, you've got to be grounded in this word. And this word is the word of one of the apostles, Paul. And then the other original apostles, they set the boundary lines. Our lives are built on Jesus and the apostles and the prophets. So it's so important. Put God first and then everything else will come together. And it goes on. I mean, this fivefold ministry is there to bring the unity of the faith. And where do you find that? In the knowledge, in knowing God, in sharing the treasures of revelation knowledge, the treasures of the teachings of God. And why? So that we all can grow to maturity. And I love the picture of maturity. What's a picture of maturity? The measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. So these apostles know where we come from. We come from God. We were predestined in Christ. And we've got to go back to God. And we've all got to stay in tune with our shepherd, stay in tune with the fellowship with the Father and Son, and stay in tune by being obedient to their leadings, because sons and daughters are led by the Spirit, which is according to the will of God, according to the faith. Jesus says, I'm the author and the perfecter of your faith, and I'll give you the Holy Spirit to take what is mine and reveal it to you. So we can see here, this is the calling of the church. The calling of these apostles was to wake the world up to the reality of the goodness that has come now in Jesus. And then, as it says here, then stay consistent to God's will. And this is what they wanting to encourage now in this church that they're speaking to now, this letter to the Corinthians, is that this goodness comes out. As it goes on in Ephesians chapter 4, so we all look to that head and we grow to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And then he says that we no longer be babes, tossed about by this and tossed about by that, but we all look to the head. And when we look to the head and we listen to him and we on fire for the Messiah and he works in us to will and to do, we're in the right place. And then the body gets developed and everyone comes into line with their relationship, with their obedience and with their walk that is bringing the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.